Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is November 24, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about UnionPay International, Abu Dhabi Islamic Bank partner to enable contactless payments in the UAE. Nayix, Uansfer, Alipay team up to enable QR code payments across North America. Payoneer launches payment orchestration platform for e-commerce merchants in North America. JoomPay obtains e-money license. Landmark Group, Tabby offers buy now pay later solutions to customers in the UAE. Indian digital payments company Cashfree raises $35 million United States dollars. Bunk, FOS to offer Android-based POS payments. Raffles Hotel Singapore, Adyen partner to offer guests contactless tokenized payments. Now let's get started. UnionPay International, Abu Dhabi Islamic Bank partner to enable contactless payments in the UAE. China-based financial services company UnionPay International has partnered with Abu Dhabi Islamic Bank to enable UnionPay card and contactless payment transactions on the bank's NFC terminals in the UAE. All of the bank's POS terminals have been enabled to provide contactless payment services. The bank's terminals are spread across industries and service types such as hospitals, hotels, government, and supermarkets. The available payment services include contactless payment through UnionPay chip cards and mobile QuickPass payment interfaces such as Apple Pay and Huawei Pay. In addition, the limit for contactless payments has been increased to US$136 in order to encourage a wider usage during the pandemic. Nayix, Uansfer, Alipay team up to enable QR code payments across North America. Nayix and Uansfer have partnered with Alipay to enable QR code-based payments at approximately 100,000 eligible self-serve retail locations across North America. Via this partnership, NayixX merchant community will offer Chinese travelers visiting the US and Canada the option to pay using their preferred QR code-based payment method at eligible vending machines, laundromats, and car washes, among other self-serve retail locations. Nayix payment devices enable dynamic and static QR code reading, which gives consumers the option to use QR code-based payment apps at checkout. In addition, the company will now offer QR code-based alternative payment methods, APMs, including Alipay payments, across North America on many Nayix devices that are in pre-select mode. At the same time, Uansfer will serve as the APM acquirer for these transactions. Payoneer launches payment orchestration platform for e-commerce merchants in North America. Payoneer has announced that its new payment orchestration platform is available for e-commerce merchants in North America that are looking to accept international payments. Payoneer's agnostic payment orchestration platform serves as a technical layer that provides merchants with a single integration to multiple payment providers, payment methods, and risk providers. This allows them to create their global payment setup and gain transparency over their payment data. By customizing their payment setup, merchants can meet the specific needs of their customers, according to local preferences and user experience norms. Payoneer's payment orchestration platform provides merchants with access to its network of partners, consisting of global, regional, and local payment providers and methods, as well as risk providers. In addition, Payoneer also brings a suite of features such as smart routing, common tokens, retry logic, consolidated reconciliation file, and PSD2 optimization. JoomPay obtains e-money license. Social finance app JoomPay has obtained an electronic money license in Luxembourg. According to e-commerce news Europe, thanks to the license, the app from Joom can serve customers across Europe, allowing them to send and receive money with anyone. The move comes to support the growth of Europe-based instant payments market, as the volume is worth over 2.5 trillion euros and is predicted to grow to more than 15 trillion euros by 2025. Furthermore, JoomPay comes from Joom, an online marketplace from Latvia, which developed its own social finance app. This mobile application allows users to send and receive money from others, regardless of whether they use the app or not, as users only need to know a person's email address or phone number. Besides, JoomPay can be connected to any existing debit, credit card or bank account. The app also provides its users with a European IBAN and an optional JoomPay card. Landmark Group, Tabby offers buy now pay later solutions to customers in the UAE. UAE-based retail and hospitality conglomerate Landmark Group has partnered with Tabby, a buy now pay later solution provider, to offer customers the ability to pay in installments across all of the group's retail brands. Tabby enables customers to purchase products online with the option to pay within 14 days or via installments for up to 3 months from the date of purchase. The payment solution is available across all Landmark Group's brands in the UAE including Centerpoint, Babyshop, Splash, Shoemart, Lifestyle, Max, Home Center, and Homebox. Customers can use the service by clicking on the Pay with Tabby option in the online checkout process. After filling out their mobile number and email address, customers will be able to complete their purchase and pay later. Customers will be able to pay in installments by adding a credit or debit card at checkout. Indian digital payments company Cashfree raises $35 million United States dollars. Cashfree, an India-based payments solutions company that helps Indian and global businesses to collect and disperse payments, has received $35.3 million United States dollars as part of its Series B raise. The fintech company processes all payment methods including credit card, debit card, net banking, UPI, and popular wallets. As of March 2020, Cashfree was processing over $12 billion United States dollars in annualized payment volume, according to the official press release. The fintech counts more than 50,000 businesses amongst its merchants including internet companies such as Cred, Big Basket, Zomato, HDFC Ergo, Ixigo, Akko, Zoomcar, and Delhivery among others. One of the key growth drivers for Cashfree is its bulk dispersal solution Payouts that was launched in 2016. Payouts help businesses send money instantly to bank accounts, cards, UPI, and wallets. Use cases for payouts include vendor payouts, wage payouts, e-commerce refunds, insurance claims processing, loan disbursements, expense reimbursements, loyalty, and rewards payments. The company furthers its growth strategy through the launch of adjacent products to its merchants including a split payment solution for marketplaces, instant refunds, payment pre-authorization, recurring payments via subscription, and bank account verification. The investment was led by Growth Stage Financial Services Investor, API's Growth Fund 2, with participation from existing investor Y Combinator. Bunk, FOS to offer Android-based POS payments. UK-based FOS has announced that it is working with Dutch neobank Bunk to add solutions to the way its retail merchant customers accept payments. FOS enables users to receive payments directly on an NFC-enabled Android device. Bunk will deploy the FOS solution so that customers can replace physical POS terminals or cash with a software-based POS via their phones or other Android devices. During the initial phase of the scheme, Bunk will offer this new feature to its retail merchant customers across its European markets, including Belgium, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, the Netherlands, Portugal, and Spain. FOSS technology also allows merchants to accept contactless payments on their own mobile devices without the need for additional hardware. This can be easy to set up and it can reduce costs for merchants compared with other digital payment solutions. If the trial is successful, FOSS technology will be fully incorporated into the Bunk app for the use of its retail customers, with a view to the solution being rolled out across more markets and customer segments in the future. The project will rely on Paynetics, an e-money institution with license across the European Union, as the acquiring bank. Raffles Hotel Singapore, Adyen partner to offer guests contactless tokenized payments. Raffles Hotel Singapore has appointed Adyen as its preferred payments partner to improve its hospitality experience. According to the press release, through this partnership with Adyen, Raffles Hotel Singapore will offer a contactless check-in and check-out with tokenized payments, thus securely capturing a guest's card details, encrypt the data, and replace it with a secure token, ensuring a faster checkout experience later. Prior to its reopening in August 2019, Raffles Hotel Singapore was already planning to implement contactless check-in, check-out, which finally came into fruition in July 2020. Contactless check-in, check-out means guests can register and check-in prior to arrival, and check-out via the web, on their mobile devices using a QR code, through a phone call, or via a mobile payment terminal brought to their room. Therefore, thanks to Adyen's technical solution that supports a large variety of currencies and payment methods, Raffles Hotel Singapore will now be able to offer hotel guests and customers options to choose their preferred payment methods. In addition, Adyen will provide simpler, faster and more customer-centric payment experiences across the following: Raffles Hotel Singapore operated restaurants. With its single platform approach and technical solutions, Adyen is giving the hotel property the ability to offer more local payment options, including via WeChat Pay and Alipay, as well as offer contactless in-restaurant payment options at the table through mobile point-of-sale terminals. Raffles Spa and Raffles Boutique. With customer demands for contactless payment offerings, Adyen has enabled in-property retail outlets to offer tap-and-go alternatives across more payment options via card and mobile wallets. This shortens queues in store as the terminal response times have increased and staff can also take payment terminals to customers around the shop. E-commerce platforms. With the rise of payment methods available and increased use of digital options, Raffles Hotel Singapore has implemented Adyen's e-commerce platforms to extend its sales channels online for retail as well as food and beverage offerings. Additionally, online sales options will also be made available for special occasions such as Mid-Autumn Festival, Diwali, Christmas and Chinese New Year. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.